October 16, continuing in God's blessing. Are there principles behind God's blessing? We all agree there must be, but what are they? And sometimes, it seems, God blesses those we don't think deserve that blessing and seems to hold back his blessing from those we think truly deserve it. Why? Throughout the Old Testament, God's blessing was over people who had come into relationship with him through his initiative. No one worked their way to him. God had no, and still has no, haphazard relationships with humanity. All significant relationships were defined by a covenant agreement. God always initiated the covenant and set the conditions for entering and continuing in it. His blessing was only possible within the confines of the covenant. The same is true today. As those called into covenant responded to God in faith and obedience, God's covenant blessing came upon them. The blessing of the covenant not only began with the recipient responding in faith and obedience, but continued with their faith and obedience. To continue in God's blessing, there had to be a continuing in faith and obedience. This is implicit throughout the Old Testament, but is clearly stated in scriptures like Deuteronomy 26, verses 16 to 19. Failure to continue meant God would curtail his blessing. This too is implicit throughout scripture, but clearly stated in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 to 68. Faith and obedience allow us to live within the covenant and so enjoy its blessing. God's blessing is always covenant blessing. Remain in the covenant and you remain in his blessing. Faith and obedience don't earn us the right to God's blessing. We remain in the covenant through faith and obedience. And this is where God's blessing flows. This is true throughout the Bible. We don't ever deserve God's blessing by our faith and obedience. This might seem a subtle difference, but it makes a world of difference to God.